This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven and a half of the hour, time for us now to review what's been going on this week, ladies, in the world of News Talk Radio. That's our job here as we review the lists of stories and people that have been published at talkers.com. And then Jay, who is part of the crew here with Jennifer and Victoria, Jay publishes them on our social media so you can see what the big stories are and the people, according to the research done by all the folks, the staff at Talkers Magazine. So we either take the stories and the people. Sometimes we can get them both in. Sometimes we get stuck. Well, I don't know if get stuck, but we get more information, more informed about some of the things, whether we just decide to start with the stories or the people. I think last week I did the stories, didn't I? When we take the story list, let's do the people list this week, only if my memory serves me correctly. Or we could be creative. We could go according to the numbers. We can start with number 10 on the people list and number 10 on the story list. Let's see where we go. At number 10 on the people list, there is the focus on Harry and Meghan and what's going on there with them and the royals. What do we believe here? There have been Buckingham Palace this week released a statement in response to the claims by Meghan that she bullied the staff members. Do we believe any of this stuff? What is there to be believed here?
I don't. There's so much stuff.
If there was any merit, more of it would have come out back when she was on, what was the show she was on, Suits?
Suits.
Well, the
yes.
People on Suits are now defending her. They're coming forward saying that she never displayed that behavior and that she was lovely
somebody
to work with.
Somebody doesn't just all of a sudden become a jerk.
Yeah, and so there's a lot of stuff
on. Hold on a second. That's the quote of the day. Somebody write that down, please. Somebody doesn't all of a sudden become a jerk. I think that's very true.
Some people maybe marry royalty and become demanding, but I don't know if that's the case. There are so many different gossip sites. Jen and I know, I don't know, Jay, if you follow Dumois on Instagram, but there are a lot
what
of
is
people.
That?
It's a gossip site that's, I've never seen it be wrong. It's like the new TMZ.
Really?
And there's a lot of stuff coming out that the staff, that she was given a few people on the staff who basically like kind of fudged their resume and she was given them to plan her wedding and they couldn't do it. And so then they ended up quitting and kind of bad-mouthing her. I think the British tabloid is really, those tabloids are vicious.
Way
really more
are.
So than you can ever imagine here.
What you have with the National Enquirer here. No,
I'm interested to see the Harry and Meghan interview with Oprah. I think that both of them kind of come out swinging. I've seen gossip that the royal family doesn't really love it, that they're going public. But at the same time, I mean, their names are getting dragged through the press. So at what point do you just not say, you know what, screw it, I've got to defend myself?
The statement in the Times, the London Times this week, reads as follows, quote, "Let's just call this what it is, a calculated smear campaign based on misleading and harmful misinformation. We are disappointed to see the defamatory portrayal of the Duchess of Sussex given any credibility by a media outlet." So they're taking a pretty strong stand, it would seem. And the people in England never liked her anyway because she wasn't. And if she wasn't white, she wasn't an English person.
They hate that he married an American.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, my God. And then to add on that she's half black? I'm sorry, but there is a lot of racism in England.
And this is her second marriage. They did not like that.
And a divorcee. Yeah. He hit the trifecta with offending the British public.
But he seems to be happy. And isn't that the most important thing? You'd think that would be the most important thing.
You would think.
Hello. Ding, 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 ding. All right, number 10 on the story list is the story of former French President Nicolas Sarkozy, who says that he's ready to go all the way to the European Court of Human Rights to prove his innocence. So what is he... But he was convicted, right? I mean, what's the...
Yeah. He was sentenced to 3 years. He's going to try to appeal that. One of the judges who's actually not in charge of his actual sentencing... she, I guess, said that he could do, like, 1 year house arrest with an ankle monitor, but I don't know if that's
what kind of corruption.
So what did he do?
Was he,
what did he do?
Thank
there was
you.
Campaign finance stuff. There was he paid off newspaper. Yeah, I know, right? There was campaign finance stuff that he was convicted on.
Sounds like
bribery.
Peddling influence too.
Yeah, bribery with newspapers and stuff. So killing stories. It's very American. All of it.
Can
is
you
very
imagine?
American.
Yeah. Sounds can you like imagine it. If people went to jail for peddling influence in this country?
Yeah,
I don't even know how you would even. How would you even
clean
define?
Out the, yeah.
How would you even define it?
By the way, that's sort of what Blagojevich did with trying to sell off Obama's Senate seat. That was one of the. That was one of the things that he got in trouble for.
I'll take $300,000 to the man in the back. All right, let's see here. Sarkozy's number 9 on the people list, so we don't have to talk about him anymore. Number 8 is Mike Pence. Okay, so what's he doing? Is he going back on the radio? What is Pence going to do? Anybody?
I think he's doing a podcast, isn't he?
Is he?
I don't know about that. I think he went to work for Heritage or something like that. But I think the reason he's on the list this week is that he sent something out. This week, one of the big stories was that the House passed this pretty awful bill, House Resolution 1, which essentially takes California election laws and throws it out across the whole entire country at a federal level. And it's a bad bill, but it got Democratic support in the House. They move it through the Senate. It's probably not going to go anywhere in the Senate because I think it's going to be a little harder to convince some of the Democrat senators who are more in the middle. But Pence was talking about election integrity.
Is there a filibuster, though, associated with that, Jennifer?
Yeah, I think you'd have to have probably 67, yeah. Because if you don't have two-thirds, this would be a major change to election law, so you probably need two-thirds. And that's what I'm saying. You wouldn't have enough to, I don't think you'd have enough Democrats to do this, or Republicans for that matter. But Mike Pence sent out an opinion piece this week where he talked about election integrity. And so, of course, the haters say that he's just perpetuating this big lie about the election. Well, no, talking about election integrity isn't about throwing out a big lie.
It has nothing to do with the results of this election.
It was about H.R. 1. It was about H.R. 1. And so, and that was what his op-ed was about, because this is an important one. Changing these laws in a way that is clearly not working in California for the rest of the country is really crazy to even consider it. But that was why he's on the list this week. And the media, of course, taking him apart because, you know, he's talking about election fraud. Imagine that.
Number 9 on the story list is about space exploration. We've been talking about a couple of things. The new space station, the hotel that's going to be built in the next 10 years. So you can go up to take a ride. Jennifer said that she
wouldn't mind
going up
there. Forget the next 10. It's the next 6 years. They think it's going to be completed by 2027. I don't know how they're going to do that. That is really ambitious.
They're going to have to build a bigger plane. I think Boeing is working, as a matter of fact. I saw this the other day. I'm trying to remember where I saw it. The Boeing was working on a plane, not a rocket ship, a plane that would be able to fly from would take off at a big airport and fly up to the space station. So that'll be interesting to see how that shakes out. Make it a little more easy. But what's the fare to go?
Let's hope the engines stay on the plane, though. Boeing's got a lot of work to do before I want to fly to space.
Well, that's not a Boeing problem. No, let's not blame that on Boeing. That's not Boeing.
Boeing plane? With all the engines falling off?
No. See, that's
the problem.
It was
not an Airbus. It was a Boeing.
But it wasn't. Hold on a second. The engines are not manufactured by Boeing. They buy them from three different sources. And in this case, Delta decided to buy Pratt & Whitney engines, which are the cheapest of the three. Rolls-Royce builds the most expensive ones. And most of the European carriers use Rolls-Royce engines. And General Electric makes engines, and most of the domestic carriers use them. It happened that, for whatever the reason, you can fit any one of those three engines onto most any plane, no matter who the manufacturer or the model is. So this is not Delta. Boeing hangs it onto the plane. They had nothing to do. And by the way, Delta would be the ones that would be most culpable here because they didn't inspect, they didn't find.
I thought it was
the
United plane.
Splits. No, it was a Delta plane from. You're right. Sorry.
No, it was United.
It was United out of Denver for Hawaii.
Yes. Fell off.
It was. Yeah, it was United. And there are some questions about how United takes care of their equipment anyway at this point. What was the other story about space that we did on the tech report, Victoria? There was
the chip that's running the Perseverance rover.
Yeah.
It's from a 1998 iMac.
That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see here. China is in the focus, the number 8 story this week. We'll get to that after this.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over 2 decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com.
Let's start with everyone out there who loves flexing in the mirror. Yeah! Now, narrow it to all those muscle squeezers who hate stretching their wallet. Well, with my Walgreens, members earn an extra 5% in Walgreens cash rewards on Walgreens brand items. So head to Walgreens for great deals, or limp if you're like me and forgot to stretch while getting in the car. Ah, my calves!
Right now, stock up on everything from pain relievers to vitamins with select Walgreens brand health and wellness items. Buy one, get one 50% off. Offer valid through 424 with my Walgreens. See Walgreens.com for details.
Hi, the DJV clan here. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay Kirshner. The focus is on the charts from Talkers Magazine and our review of them. At number 8 on the list this week, our relationship with China. Actually, the Russians are in this fold. The Chinese are. The situation in the Middle East between Israel and Iran blowing. How many bombs went off this week? Ladies, that kind of loss. Was it 2, 3? Was it 1? Oh, I thought it was maybe
one rocket,
last couple of weeks. Right? Yeah. And so what the rocket's red glare did what to whom? Wasn't the, this is, the Iranians are kind of, they're testing Biden more than anything else, aren't they?
Yeah, and he's got a bigger test ahead of him. There was a story that came out yesterday that a group in the Middle East discovered this undeclared nuclear facility in the middle of Iran, and that it shows you that they've been lying to us and playing us for
why would you think anything
all
else?
Of these years.
What
I wouldn't think anything else, but
they're learning
I think
from the
other
Chinese
people
government
wanted to,
and the Russians
to believe that they were playing on the up and up.
I know. The Chinese have been sighted here in America. This is a wake-up call. Hello, ding, ding, ding. Anybody home? Thanks to a Missouri state legislator that has sent his staff out to figure out who owns the land. A lot of land's been big chunks of land being bought up, and so people say, "Oh, Bill Gates is buying the land." Well, it turns out that's not true. It turns out that our friends, the Chinese government, through their investment, their ownership of Smithfield, the pork producers, is buying up more land than anybody else. So here we are sitting flat-footed, once again, getting used, abused, tussled by the Chinese on our own, in our own backyard, on our own land. Yep, the Chinese ownership of U.S. farmland is growing at what has been described by this Missouri lawmaker as an alarming rate. So who's paying attention to that? Who's waking up to that? Those of you who are farmers or you're in rural America, do you know who owns the land next to you? Probably you don't anymore. That's the right man. Plus, the U.S. announced some sanctions on Russia this week. Fairly interesting. Maybe we get to that as we continue here on the Talk Radio Review.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: "It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
All right, 23 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in Talk Radio from the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and the Jay Kirshner, the two Jays, Victoria Keelan. And I wanted to just remind people where you, if you're listening to this program over the course of the weekend, there are a lot of stations that mostly carry the program that are doing DJV, but there are some that are not. So if you hear some interesting conversation, you want to find out more, you can go to our DJV download page, djvshow.com. For example, the most recent one there is a focus on the Catholics and why they've been advised not to take the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Also a story about Dr. Oz helping administer life-saving efforts to a man at Newark Airport. That story is on the download. Dr. Ken discusses serious mental health issues because of coronavirus, all of that sort of thing. Lots of things regarding your health and well-being and what's going on in the world. It's all there every day in encapsulized form at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. We were talking about number 8 on the story list, the situation with the Chinese buying land here in America. I mentioned a couple of things having to do with the Russians. I noticed this week, ladies, the Biden administration has announced some pretty punitive sanctions on senior Russian government figures because of the poisoning of Navalny. And so the Russians say it's none of your damn business, and the president
naturally
says, yeah, of course.
Actually, I think they sent him some soup to thank them for the sanctions.
Did they? Well, but actually, didn't they denounce the sanctions and threatened retaliation? Is that just big talk on the part of the little guy with a little wee-wee? What's the story here?
Well, I think the threat always comes after the sanctions. It happens every time. It happened with every administration. No one likes their finances being shut down. People forget, when we're talking about our opponents, that in Russia, their economy is about the size of Italy, and you know how big their landmass is. They have a really bad economy. Sanctions hurt the Russians. That's why it was used by the Trump administration. That's why it's being used by the Biden administration. And so as much as I think people want to paint them as some sort of superpower, they have a very small set of resources. That's why they couple up with China.
They're not the ones to worry about.
Right. They're the ones, and that's why they couple up with China and Iran. Everybody looks to China to bankroll their evil ways.
All right. So Jay's in charge of trending information. One of the things that's trending is the discussion we were having about Harry and Meghan, right, Jay?
Yes. A lot of royal insiders are saying it's no coincidence that all these negative stories about them are coming out. They've been coming out weeks before this interview is airing. And there were also a lot of comments about how can Harry and Meghan not push back the airing date due to Prince Philip's health. They don't have control over that. That's true.
Yeah.
Is that a CBS interview with Oprah, or is it on
CBS.
OWN?
CBS,
or
for 60 Minutes.
60 Minutes. Okay. Yeah. So by the time you hear this, it may have been aired. Some people listen to this through the course of the weekend because it airs Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and early Monday morning, the content of the program. So it'll be interesting. Now, but they've had enough leaks so that you kind of know where it's going, right? Isn't Meghan going to kind of slap around all of the nasty stuff? Is she the tougher one? That'd be the interesting thing.
I think Harry's the one who's...
He is?
I think
she's supportive of him, and he understands how he has to protect his family.
Culturally, we're used to blaming the woman, and, you know, we saw that happen. We see it happen constantly, whether it's a celebrity story or not. So yeah. I think in this interview, I'm more interested to see what Harry says than Meghan, because I think Meghan's probably going to, you know, defend herself. But I don't know that she's going to come out swinging at the Queen or at Buckingham Palace, but I think Harry will.
Yeah. And there's a Tom Cruise story. What are the videos that people are talking about on TikTok?
These deepfake videos on TikTok. Yeah, so they look like it's Tom Cruise practicing his golf swing, learning magic tricks, and it's not. It's not him at all. It is.
I don't think he even plays golf.
Does he? No, it's an actor. I forget the guy's name. Miles.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In a very partisan vote Thursday night, the Senate voted 50-50 on the bloated coronavirus stimulus package. Vice President Kamala Harris broke the tie, sending the bill forward. Washington, D.C. is very divided under President Biden, as Harris has now broken three ties since being sworn in on January 20th. The bill has so much legislation, it took nearly 11 hours just to read what's in it. A final vote could come down this weekend. Mississippi legislators have passed a bill that would ban transgender athletes from competing on female sports teams in sports and universities. One of over two dozen similar measures proposed by state lawmakers nationwide this year. The Mississippi House voted 81-28 Wednesday to pass the Mississippi Fairness Act. It passed the state Senate last month, 34-9. Governor Tate Reeves said Thursday he will sign it. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
NASCAR invades Las Vegas this weekend before dropping down to Phoenix, Arizona next weekend. Driver Austin Dillon tells Motor Racing Network his thoughts on the Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
You know, Vegas is one of my favorite tracks. Always been a rough place as far as turn one goes, and being able to turn through the bumps is very important. Turn three, you can't really miss the entry. It starts there. But, yeah, the track has gotten a lot of character over the last couple years, and that's what makes it fun to drive on and really kind of challenge yourself to be disciplined on your marks. And I mean, I really enjoy the track, and you saw Kurt Busch be able to win in the playoffs. We had a pretty solid run going, and I think we had a belt break. So we've got a solid baseline for Vegas and want to continue the speed that we've shown the first two races.
Cole Custer in the 41 Ford Mustang tells us his thoughts on the LVMS.
Oh, well, it's a track that's kind of transitioning into that field, I guess you'd say. So it's getting there. It's starting to get a little bit more wore out, but it's also the big thing there is just the bumps. The surface might not be extremely worn, but they have just huge bumps. So it's does bring a huge challenge into how the driver is going to make it through the bumps and how the team's going to set the car up through it.
NASCAR has racing all weekend in Las Vegas. The Pennzoil 400 presented by Jiffy Lube will be on Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern, and can be seen on Fox Television. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Four after the hour. This is the News Talk Overview, courtesy of the ladies and gentlemen on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, going through the story. So I wanted there, let's see, on the people list, at number seven is Pelosi, and I don't know, what's new there? What is she up to?
Well, there's a lot about Pelosi. The House was busy this week. First, there was the idea that Trump was going to be inaugurated on March 4th.
Right. There you go.
And that a militia was coming to make it happen. And so the Capitol was shut down. She sent Congress home early.
It was a big dud, wasn't it? And nothing happened.
It was a dud. It was a total dud. And not only was it a dud,
no one was there.
After she sent home everybody, they weren't going to do anything to begin with, and she did a press conference. She was there. So if she was really concerned about her safety, I don't know why she'd be doing a press conference. She didn't want to miss that opportunity. They also passed the election reform bill. They are also still being looked at because of the COVID-19 relief bill that passed through late on Friday night, and the Senate has that now. So she's making news for various reasons.
Right. Okay.
And she said all the president's men were coming to town to take over the Capitol. That's what she said for this.
Really?
Yeah.
What about the women?
I don't know.
No women coming? Just men. Number six.
Collectively.
Number seven on the story list is the situation with regard to education. There is an edict, at least here in Massachusetts, and I think it's happening elsewhere, that all schools need to be open. I think Biden said that too, didn't he? Let's get The schools open. It is becoming ridiculous at this point. But teachers are getting their shot, so that's the last vestige of why they can argue or say, I don't want to go to school because I don't want to get sick.
Unless you're in Los Angeles, and then the argument continues. They changed the rule to vaccinate teachers, but now the United Teachers of Los Angeles are saying, well, it's really about the community, not the vaccine, so we need to make sure that each community is at, like, 0.25% infection rate. Well, then you would think, okay, well, maybe some schools will go back, and then when other schools
meet that marker. And these people are still
getting
paid, right? They're still getting paid their full.
When other schools, you know, one community can go back and another one will stay shut down. Oh, no. They want every community to be at 0.25% before they say they'll go back to the classroom now. They're never wanting to go back. I don't understand.
Can't they look at what the deal is? Can't they look at other states that are, that the kids are back in school and have been? I mean, in New Jersey, we've
been back. Other counties in California are back in school.
Right. I mean, if you're, quote-unquote, following the science, if you're following the science, which is what, you know, the excuse in California seems to be for everything, even though I'm not sure what science they're actually using, then the science, the new science data sets are that look at all the other states that have had kids back in school that have proven that children are very, I mean, it's a very, very small percentage.
This is the biggest scam. There have been a lot of scams that have come out of this COVID thing. This is the biggest one. Now, next up, the situation with Andrew Cuomo, number six on the people list, and number three on the story list. So there's an aide who has popped up that was interviewed by somebody at CBS, and she said she was, quote, groomed for sex. What the heck does that mean?
What? I don't know. I didn't hear about this one. Groomed for sex? Okay.
Right. Well, Charlotte Bennett's her name. She's 25. She's a former executive assistant to the governor. And she's one of, I think she was the second accuser.
Oh, she's the same one that we've heard from. Okay. Got it.
Yeah. But she did a televised interview with Nora O'Donnell. And in it, she claimed she was being groomed for sex. She said that, Cuomo asked her about her sex life, whether she liked having sex with older men.
Oh, this
that
one. Okay.
She complained to him about being lonely. Cuomo's office says that when she brought up her concerns that they were treated well, but that's not what she says. She left her job because she felt it was the only way that she could avoid having sex.
Isn't she running for something now? She's right.
Charlotte
she's,
Bennett?
Yeah. There's some sort of, no, it's local news, but there's something that she's, I think she's the one who's running for, or has ambitions of running for something right now.
Lovely.
On a local level. Yeah, I don't know. I just did a quick Google search on it. I don't see anything about her running. But I mean, she's still relatively young.
I mean, not for governor, but, you know, something else.
Yeah.
All right, moving along. Number five on the people list is Ron Johnson. He's, now he's a representative, but he's been the focus of a lot of attention.
Senator.
Yeah. Oh, he's a senator, excuse me. All right, so you want to go through that, Jennifer?
Ron Johnson is trending this week because this COVID-19 relief bill, and I use air quotes when I say that, is being panned by a lot of Republicans.
Oh, he's the one who wants to have everybody read the 628 pages of
imagine
the bill.
Imagine that. How about reading it before
good for
you
him.
Read about it?
And so confusing with the other guy.
Yeah, he made the Senate clerk start reading the bill, and Democrats are saying he's just delaying the process. And he's like, no, I want it in the record so that the American people can hear what's actually in this bill, because $1 trillion of the $1.9 trillion isn't even going to COVID relief. It's going to other things. And so he wants it read out. And you know what? Everybody should know what's in these bills, not just these.
Should.
Every
sure
single
should.
One. They make them thousands of pages, and no one takes a look.
Right. And they do that because they don't want people to take a look, frankly. All right, number six on the story list is the censorship of Dr. Seuss. How many Dr. Seuss books are there? Dozens of them? How many Dr. Seuss? It's like they were all being canceled, but it was only six of them. But even those.
There are a lot of books. I hadn't even heard. I had heard of Mulberry Street, but I don't think I had even heard of.
What's wrong with Mulberry Street?
I don't know, but something.
I mean, what's deemed to be offensive in these? I saw this and I just laughed at myself thinking about where we were and how we're wasting time on things like this. Meanwhile, the Chinese are eating our lunch and we're worried about Dr. Seuss. I mean,
Jimmy Kimmel said, if you want to see Trump be reelected, keep going down this road with Dr. Seuss, because I think most people can understand the ridiculousness of this. They were written at a certain time, and one of the problems with it, and I don't know what all of the six books' problems are, but in one of the books that are being questioned, he referred to someone being Oriental,
But at the time, that was the appropriate
That's what you
term.
Them.
It was not derogatory.
Well, Northwest Airlines used to be called Northwest Orient Airlines.
I mean, how many of
Why
us went to Cocos and had an Oriental chicken salad?
That? You're from
it
the
wasn't
Orient.
Like it was, right.
Come on. Oh, but, my God. Get
well, some
life.
Of the artwork and the characterization of different people of color are a little bit offensive. I mean, they are a little offensive. But also, in Dr. Seuss's defense with the illustrations were never about being accurately depicting a people. I mean, Cindy Lou Who was a white girl with blonde hair with antennas out of her head. But, you know, is that...
I remember
all those who's with the antennas. Well, I think it should be treated the way a lot of old movies are being treated. They're not taking them down. They're just saying, look, at the time, this was deemed acceptable. It's clearly not anymore.
People need
and
to figure
that's
it out
the end
for themselves.
Of it. Pop a sticker on it and move on. Like,
all right, let's move on.
I didn't mean that to you. I'm just saying. Like,
but I want to move on. Okay, so the CPAC thing is number 5 this week. I see that Trump blamed Mitch McConnell for losing the seats in Georgia. That's a new wrinkle, or has he said that before?
I think he said it before, I think he said it before, but there's a lot that went into losing the Georgia Senate seats. First of all, there was a lot of questions about the election that had people questioning the integrity of their vote in Georgia. That's number one. Number two, Republicans led by Mitch McConnell, and we talked about it here. I remember going, this is offensive, that they came up with the COVID relief bill with $600 in it. Like, after you shut people down, you hand them $600. So the Democrats that were running against Mitch McConnell and the Republican candidate said, we won't give you $600. We'll give you $2,000. And so people voted for the one that we're going to give them $2,000. Yeah. Unfortunately, their $2,000 turned back into $1,400 because they said, well, if you total up $600 and $1,400, you make $2,000.
So that was the
compromise. So there's a lie. And I'm with this Republican senator, this Republican congressman in Arizona who says, if you're going to spend $1.9 trillion, forget all the pet projects, divide it up and give $10,000 to every American because that's what it's
called. Who's this Representative Raja? Let's see if I can pronounce his name. Krishna Smoothie? Something like that. Krishna Smoothie. Anyway, he's...
Is Smoothie actually in his name?
Yeah. Let's see. What is it? KrishnaMoorthi. Anyway. He says... Yeah.
Can you use it in a sentence, please?
He says, the stimulus ought to go to people who need it most. Duh.
Yes.
So what's going to happen? They're pushing this bill through because they want to get it done for, the end of next week or something, it seems to me.
That's what Chuck Schumer says. We want to vote on it on Monday. But why vote on a bad bill? This bill is not good. It is not effective. It's going to put us further in debt. And for what? It's not going
to go to the right
anything.
People.
Right.
That's basically it. The help doesn't go where it is needed, but it answers lots of political questions, right? What is the cutoff? The individual who makes more than $80,000 a year no longer qualifies for a direct payment.
Yeah, they changed it. They had to lower the stipulation now. So now it's people who make even less than that. When it should be people who have been out of work.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Krista Smoothie says that he doesn't think the changes will cause many Democrats to vote against the bill when it comes back to the House. So there it is.
No,
we have learned about
it. For it. I knew it. This gives like $90 billion to the teachers' unions who won't even send their teachers back to work. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And it gives it to them in 4 years, not now. A relief bill is supposed to be relief now, not in 4 years from now.
Anga bunga. All right, so anyway, that's the story, the deadline, the yada, yada, yada. I like this guy's a Democrat from Illinois. Krishna Smoothie. There he is.
It's not Krista, it's Krishna. Like Hari Krishna.
Krishna Smoothie, okay. Raja Krishna Smoothie. Thank you. Good for clarifying
Krista
that.
Krishna Smoothie sounds like a porn star. So
yeah, it does.
You just right. Only Doug.
I'm just seeing it, calling it the way I see it. Okay, we'll continue with a strong finish here. The voting rights case up next here at the Supreme Court.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others, while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
All right, so we do the, what do we have time left? We got about 3 minutes. So we do these, let's do the Supreme Court for a few moments, and then Dr. Fauci says schools should update their ventilation system. There we go. The Supreme Court, anybody need to explain this voting rights case? Because I think we've had so much conversation appropriately about the voting situation, and whether it's fraud or not isn't really the question for me. It's reforming the system because it sucks. So what's the Supreme Court going to, how is their leadership going to bring us further along that path? Or is it?
They're hearing the case now, so we don't really know if they've determined if there's going to be an outcome. But 8 years ago, Chief Justice John Roberts wrote a majority on, or wrote an opinion on this case.
He's been there that long?
Case.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And according to CNN, they say he gutted Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act, which is a provision that required states with a history of discrimination to obtain the permission of the federal government or the courts before enacting new laws related to voting. And the reason that he'd do that, I would imagine, is because elections are up to states. That's why each state has a different law, which frustrates the heck out of people. I understand, but when you're upholding the Constitution, you have to go by the law of the land. So to say that the federal government has to get involved with local elections is probably what he deemed to be unconstitutional about it. So another crack at it this week.
Can we have a moment of silence for Ted Cruz and his career? He was talking this week about unity and working together with, he says, Joe Biden said that we should be working together. Where's the unity in working together? Hey, hello, Ted. Have you looked in the mirror lately? That would be my comment.
It may seem funny, but I think a lot of people feel like the unity we were sold from Biden is not.
All right, well, give it a while. Okay, COVID, what about ventilation systems in schools? Maybe we better get the teachers back in the schools first.
Well, it's another way to move the goalposts. That's the problem, is that, okay, now we have to worry about ventilation in schools. What's next? When are people going to go back is the question.
That is the question. All right, ladies, you're doing a great job answering the questions and dealing with the questions presented by the lists from Talkers Magazine. Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug here on the Talk Radio Review at 10 before the hour.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse.
Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Three past the hour now, DJV program with our friend Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com, checking out what's going on now. You ordered a couple of these Mustang Mach-Es, right? Or did you?
Yeah,
you
ordered
them. Well, the Mustang is coming in the form we would expect, but there's also an SUV that's being made. Why in the world would you want a Mustang SUV?
Well, the Mach-E is technically an SUV. The electric Mustang is technically an SUV. They call it an SUV. So all of the electric ones are SUVs. They're raised. So if you have an electric one, it is an SUV.
Really? Okay, so you've ordered one, or did you order more than one? How many did you order?
I ordered two, and one I already traded in for the Bronco. Number two is on its way, which is the GT, the sporty, sexy, I'm young and having my midlife crisis version, which arrives.
So how long do you typically keep some of these cars that you get that are specs, and then they're, you know, they show up and you drive them for a while and you sell them? What do you keep a car for a couple of months and then let's go?
Some of them don't even touch the driveway, but the Bronco will never leave my, the Bronco Sport, which I have, will never leave my driveway. I'm so satisfied with it. I'll keep it forever.
I thought you didn't have it yet. You've got one already?
I have the Bronco Sport, the little one, the small baby one that's based on the Escape. I ordered the little one. The big ones haven't started arriving yet, Doug. They start coming in March.
Yeah, a friend of mine across the street, but the guy across the street bought one. And they told him it wouldn't be, he might not get it until the end of the year. So.
Depends when you ordered it. It depends when you ordered it.
So why are there big delays on these, and why is Ford paying $1,000 for the people who are experiencing the extended delay?
Well, first of all, I think Ford may have slightly miscalculated. It depends who you listen to, of course. But he may have miscalculated how excited America was about them. I knew how excited we were all about it, but Ford didn't really calculate, and they weren't quite ready for the huge amounts of orders. And then there was this little pesky thing that showed up called COVID, which slowed the whole production thing down, and then there was a little thing called the microchip, which seemed to not arrive from Asia, where most of these things are made as semiconductors. And so that is sort of slowing the whole process down. So there are a few little kinks in the armor, as there are sometimes when you have a big business that runs like Ford. But they'll get there eventually. They iron out, you know, occasionally when you iron a nice clean shirt, you don't get all the creases out the first time around. They'll do it, though.
So speaking of that, it seems that Stellantis, which is Chrysler, has a couple of interesting things going on. The fact that they're back talking about dropping the Cherokee name. There are a lot of ridiculous things being discussed in this country, and in my mind, this is one of them. Why are they taking this seriously?
Well, everybody tries to be sensitive to everybody else. Sometimes I feel a little too much. But ultimately, I think that I'm trying to be sensitive on both sides of the issue here. But I also think we have a pride in our, nation of the original natives who lived in this country. And I see that as a badge of honor. We've named all of our military helicopters after the Native Indians who lived in this country, and
Apache.
It's a badge of honor for them. It's a badge of honor for them. I just think it may, you know, Stellantis now, who used to be Chrysler, have gone around, maybe went around this in the wrong way and didn't go and ask for the correct permission. But that doesn't mean you can't go back and ask for forgiveness. Doug, you and I have done that a thousand times. Let's go back and ask for forgiveness and see if we can make it right now. It seems silly that we can't have a vehicle that honors those people. Taking the name away just buries their history. So come on, man up. Let's do the right thing and fix it.
All right. Speaking of fixing things, the folks at Stellantis have to fix the production facilities because there's so many Rams being sold, they can't keep up with them. The Ram truck, the Dodge Ram, it's not as popular as the 150, but it's chugging up there, right? So isn't Chevy in third place now with their pickups?
It's interesting. At the end of the year, Chevy seems to have this amazing ability to pull back into second every year and not Ram down into third. But it looks like Ram are so busy, they're having to go from 70 hours a week to an 84-hour each shift. So, they're stepping up again, fixing up facilities. Ram are chugging up and selling the 1500 like you wouldn't believe.
What do they cost? What's one of those things cost? Even stripped down.
$30,000 plus. $30,000 plus. Up to 80.
For a pickup truck, it's like a half-ton pickup truck that gets stuck in the snow.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.